providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you guys enjoyed the top of the hour news. Back with Jimmy. We're going to talk in this particular segment about a couple of things. What's going to happen to the world economy if, in fact, Russia, for all practical purposes, shuts off the gas supply, which I don't think is going to happen? Jimmy, let's get your comment first, and then I'll jump in.
Yeah, so the 31st of March, Vladimir Putin announced that he'd only take gold and rubles for oil or for gas supplies to Europe. And of course, as you know, most everybody has learned, the Germans already knew, but about 70% of their energy supplies come from Russia, 60-70%. So that's a huge impact for them. They've made a declared statement already, the Germans, that they will move away from the Russian dependency. That is something that Donald Trump had actually reprimanded not only the Germans, but NATO in general for back in 2017 and 2018 rather significantly. He made a very, very important warning that this could put Europe at a very huge risk against a potential enemy.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing now is that coming to fruition. Russia is threatening. I think it's if in fact they do stop delivery of gas, they have to continue to sell to get the revenues to support their operations and continue to operate their government. That would be very challenging to do. They do have Chinese and Indian purchases that are committed right now. So we'll see how that works. I don't know how long those countries would be able to use hard currency, being gold, or if it would be in credits. But the impact will certainly increase inflation in the price of fuels. And of course, as you see the price inflationary pressure on energy, that affects, you know, petroleum and gas, that affects every aspect of our lives. So we could see a significant increase over the next few months of not only prices in energy and gas and fuel, but also in all the products that are produced and all the transportation costs that are associated with that. And that comes on top of the supply chain crisis, that comes on top of, you know, very, very rapid inflation because of this massive influx of dollars pumped out by the Fed and by the Biden administration for COVID response. You know, in spite of some of the hype that there is a reduction in the deficit, that's only because the Biden plan didn't go through. We are facing a very serious and very difficult summer. And a lot of people, as President Biden said publicly, that you may see food shortages, you may see more supply shortages, you're going to see increases in oil prices and gas prices. Now, he did announce that he would pump a million barrels of oil a day from the national stockpile, the emergency reserve stockpile, into the economy over the next 8 months, which actually brings our overall expenditures from the national stockpile, oil stockpile, the energy stockpile, that takes about 40-50% given this large amount, which could equate to as much as of 180 million barrels, and what he's previously done is 30 million barrels. That's significantly reducing the national stockpile, which is designed specifically in case of global war. And we are facing the potential for global war. It makes absolutely no sense what's happening at all now, unless you look at it from a Green New Deal perspective, where they
Let me jump in on this Green New Deal thing. That's not going to last forever, and it's not going to work forever. I mean, renewable energy sources, windmills, et cetera, number one, it's going to take a lot of time to ramp it up, and I firmly am convinced that renewable energy sources it's simply too big a change to make overnight. You know, you're always going to, I mean, Mercedes-Benz, for example, announced that within 6 or 7 years, all of their cars will be electric. Well, let me tell you, the value of the conventional gas Mercedes and BMW, for that matter, is going to scream higher and higher and higher, because that change cannot, you can make all your cars electric within 6 or 7 years, but the fact of the matter is the value of the conventional cars is going to scream to the moon. There's no question about that. I don't think renewables are going to work. I think what's going to happen in the United States under Trump was pretty oil self-sufficient. Now, I don't know how long, and I shouldn't have brought this up without knowing this, but I don't know how long that self-sufficient can continue, self-sufficiency can continue. My guess is that it can continue for quite a while. So much for shutting down the pipeline, President Biden. So much for reducing drilling. So much, et cetera, for all your great green energy plans. They cannot occur overnight. They will not happen overnight. And I would believe that they will never happen in their entirety. Any comments on that, Jim?
Yeah, so I think we actually use estimated about 20 million barrels of oil a day in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Putting 1 million barrels a day back into the system for 6 months takes about half of our overall. That's about 180 million barrels. That's, you know, we're at about 400 to 500 million barrels in the national stockpile.
Right.
That lasts us maybe a year at most.
Yeah.
If we don't significantly increase production and reduce the pricing because of that, we are facing a very serious problem. Now, at 1 million barrels a day added into the stockpile, that only dropped, I think it dropped the price of oil in the commodities market less than about 5% overall.
Yeah.
And it's only about a 5% change in price of gas at the pump. So let's say, you know, at a, I mean, that's a 25 cent drop from a $5 a gallon. If you're in California, you know, that's 30 cents off of your $7 a gallon.
Right.
Gas.
Exactly.
35 cents off your $7.
Exactly.
That's not doing anything for us when you've got an inflation rate last month at year over year at 7.9%, and we can expect to see that significantly increase as we actually face the reality of what's happened over the last 30 days. So this is a very, very difficult time. And I think what's happening is the boneheads in the current U.S. administration are trying to force green energy policies on people and do exactly what you say can't be done, make that happen overnight. I think they're trying to politically take advantage of it to appease a certain segment of the population and these people that believe that the world's coming to an end. I think this is a catastrophic mistake for national security and a catastrophic mistake for them politically in the short term, because people are beginning to get fed up when they're seeing through it.
Well, there's a question in my mind whatsoever that people are not getting fed up. Of course they're getting fed up. A lot of interesting things are happening politically that is getting people to really look in another direction. A lot of things are happening socially, et cetera, et cetera. I think we're going to see an awful lot of changes, Jimmy, in the very near future. By the way, I am going to post an article today by a fellow who writes he's a freelance writer, but he's very, very good. His name is Jose Nino. He's going to be on the program on Monday. Hopefully Jimmy can join me. He wrote a very, very interesting article that is germane to what we're talking about right now. It's entitled, "The Progressive Liberal Democracy Has Failed. Radical Decentralization is the Answer." And I agree with that 100%. Stick around. Jim and I are going to be right back after the commercial.